Provo City Planning Commission Administrative Hearing, January 7th, 2026.
All right. Welcome. We are here for the Administrative Planning Commission hearing on January 7th, 2026. My name is Aaron Ardmore. I will be acting as the Administrative Hearing Officer on behalf of the Planning Commission today. We have one item. I'll read that item in, give staff time to do an overview on the staff report, open it up to the applicant if they have anything to add, and then open it up to the public if there's any public comment. And then we'll close public comment and make a decision. So item one is Knighton Architecture requests project plan approval for an office warehouse conversion and associated site changes for property in the CG zone located at 790 West Columbia Lane in the River Grove neighborhood. And Nancy Robeson has the staff report.
Great. Okay, so the area that we're talking about is just right here. It's a little bit north of DI. And it currently has been used as a auto shop. It was built in 1955. The building footprint on the property is going to stay the same. There will be some minor remodeling inside the building as well as improved exterior. The current landscaping and parking lot will be demolished. A new parking lot will be installed with 10 spaces, and new landscaping will be put there, which is will be a great improvement to what I thought. I had my picture of what it currently looked like. Sorry.
Okay, I've got that in the staff report.
Okay, so yeah, it'll be a great improvement to what is currently there. So staff recommends approval of the current project plan.
Okay, thank you. I don't think I have any questions for you.
Okay.
The applicant is here. Do you have anything to add to what's been said on this
Don't think so, no.
Okay. All right. This is a public hearing. I will open up to public. Anybody here that wants to speak, please come up to the table. Make sure the little green light's on the mic, and you would have 2 minutes to say anything.
Please state your name. Say
that one more time.
Please state your name.
Okay. Kristen Kramer, neighborhood district board member. I live in this neighborhood and this looks amazing. So I do have a question. Do you know what the plan is? Like, what will the building be used for? Like, what type of business or?
So just you
Oh,
can just
just
comment and
sorry.
then if you're
So sorry. Anyway, that's my one question, but I'm excited about this. It's not a particularly aesthetic looking area at the moment, so I'm excited to see this street get revitalized, and I am excited for that. So that's it. Oh, yes.
I'm a member
Go ahead.
of Okay, Rachel Breen. I just live a block away from here, and I'm super excited because this street is so ugly. And I'm sorry, and I drive by it every day because I live on Columbia Lane. And so I'm super excited for something to come in here. I'm just hoping there's enough parking for whatever you're putting there in your parking lot, because trying to pull out of those diagonal spaces on Columbia Lane are super hard, because I used to get my car fixed at MC Auto all the time, and it was a nightmare. But so that would be my only thing, is just make sure there's enough on property parking, because the street, it gets a little dicey.
And that's what how it was constructed. Per city code, you have to have off-street parking sufficient for the building. So
Perfect.
none of the outside lanes were counted.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Thank you so much. That's it.
Okay, thank you. Seeing no other public comment, I'll close the public comment period of the hearing. Just to confirm with the applicant. This is just for general office warehouse use. You may or may not have a user in line, but it's kind of a combination of those two uses within the building.
They do have a user in line, but yes, those are the two uses.
Okay.
Can you state your name just for the
Oh, so I'm Wes Romerl, working for Knighton Architecture. I'm the architecture or the architect of record for this.
Thank you.
I guess Jeff would be the architect of record.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I've reviewed the staff report on this, seeing that it meets the code requirements for the CG zone for the parking spaces for the square footage within the building. This being a deferred function of the planning commission because the lot is under 3 acres. I will move to approve the project plan as stated in the item. And that is the only item we have today. So I will adjourn the meeting. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
Okay.